Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Edith. This is Scott. It's Tuesday on the way home. Hope you're okay. Bizarre, I saw Michelle Heaton at lunchtime. She'd just been booted out of the Celebrity Big Brother house last night.
What were you doing, hanging around the Big Brother house?
No, she was just walking down the road outside Radio 1, but I was having some lunch and she went to kiss me and I went, hi, because I had a mouthful of Caesar salad at the time. Attractive. Hi, ladies.
Get you.
She was just there licking some crisps. You know what she does. Not keen on Coolio. Anyway.
Who isn't?
Michelle Heaton.
Oh, right.
I can't repeat what she said, but blimey. Radio 1 Podcast. When you get a chance, listen again to Lily Allen's show from last night. She was in for Zane Lowe. She is very good. In fact, she was brilliant. That was Lily Allen on Radio 1 and The Fear. I think she might
Have
be turning...
Have you been working on that since,
no,
since last night?
I've nicked off her. I think she might be turning into the new David Hasselhoff.
Like, why? Working... She asked you round to live.
No. No, just like working her name into everything.
Have you nicked her dressing gown?
No. Did you not think that last night when she came in? She said,
it's Brilly Allant.
She's starting to do that now.
I only noticed it when she said that.
Brilly Allant.
And she did it through the show last night as well.
It's Brilly Allant. Brilly Allant.
I like it. I think it could be the new...
Amazing.
Do you?
It's Brilly Allant.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, imagine the scene. You're in your hotel. Maybe you're on your holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're on a work conference, which are often held in hotels. Or maybe you're just on a saucy weekend away.
Right.
Or maybe you just popped in for an hour or so in the afternoon.
Okay.
But you're in a hotel anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the bar, and you're having a beer, or maybe a wine, whatever your preference is.
I think if I'd just popped in for an hour, I wouldn't want to be in the bar.
No. But okay, right.
But,
so,
but
imagine you're in the bar of the hotel, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You're having a wine, and out of the corner of
can
your
eye... Can I have
eye,
a beer?
You can have a beer if
okay,
you want.
Okay, right.
Okay, so what are you having, a beer or a wine?
I'm having a beer.
Okay, right.
And I'm there I'm there on my holidays.
Okay, good. So, all right, so let's start this again.
Yeah.
Right, you're on your holidays, you're in a hotel, you're having a beer, okay?
Is Becky with me?
No.
Can I be there? Please.
Okay, right.
I'll just have a Diet Coke.
So you and Becky are on your holidays, okay?
Yeah,
you're in the
in
hotel,
separate rooms.
You're in the separate rooms, you're in the hotel bar, she's having a Diet Coke, you're having a beer.
Right.
And out of the corner of your eye,
yeah,
you spot... A piano.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no one ever playing it, is there?
No.
How many wines, sorry, how many beers does it take you, Chappers, before you get up there and think, yep, I'm going to have a go,
oh,
I'm going to play that piano?
A lot.
You can't play, you just have to do it, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Every time. I remember at Radio 1's big weekend, about three of them, I, in the hotel bar, have played the piano. I can't play. But you just have to. There's no one playing it, so you think, yeah, I'm going to have a go. Now, there's a hotel in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm,
where one of their really annoying guests has had some wine and thought, I'm going to play the piano.
Right.
Now, I think this is on the Sun's website. See if you can guess who this is playing the hotel bar piano.
I'm gonna guess because I know she's in the Caribbean,
a
and
lot.
I know that over the weekend the Sun Centre reporter had to play Scrabble with her. Is it Amy Winehouse?
Yes, it is Amy Winehouse. She's had some wine. She's thinking, I know, I'm gonna play the hotel piano. There's always one, isn't there? Can you imagine all these couples around, like people on romantic holidays? Oh God. See, I really hope that hotel in St. Lucia isn't all-inclusive, otherwise they're going to go bankrupt soon. So there's Amy Winehouse playing on the hotel piano bar. You've never done that, no?
No, I've never, ever, no.
The one that doesn't speak is the same. Every time he sees a free piano in a bar, he has to play it. What song do you play? Jump by Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done that, Becky?
Yeah, but I haven't got much of a repertoire. I just do a bit of chopsticks.
Yeah, but you have to do it, don't
yeah.
you?
Like, she drapes herself over it like Michelle Pfeiffer in that film.
What film is that?
I
no idea.
No, Batman?
More like Miss Piggy with Kermit.
Oh.
No.
No.
I'm not Kermit.
Right, back me up on this. 81199, if you see a free hotel piano in the bar, do you play it? I think you do.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Stu says, I don't think I've ever stayed in a hotel with a piano in it. Am I a cheapskate? No, they're not in every hotel. They're just some, aren't they? Mm. Sam from Reading got thrown out of a hotel for playing the piano in the bar. They said it was for professionals only. Now, I've heard the story. I think it's true. Amy Winehouse and Jamie Cullum, a while back, were in a hotel bar, surprisingly, in London.
Right.
And he was doing his jazz piano thing, and she was singing. And they also, I think, got chucked out because they weren't professionals. It's like, no, sorry, like you've just chucked out Amy Winehouse and Jamie Cullum for playing the piano. It might have sounded like this, though, which is understandable. Diane in Cambridge is with you, chopsticks every time. She just has to, she can't help herself. I always play the piano. The more wine I drink, the better I sound, says Amy. It's not the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, look at the text. People cannot see a piano and just walk past it. They have to play it. Or sometimes, if it's a really posh hotel, like the ones that Becky goes to, there is a piano that plays itself.
Yeah, you sometimes get them in posh department stores as well. I've sat there for about 20 minutes. Just
pretending to play. Yeah. You see, you can't resist it. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lee from Charlottesford.
Hi, Lee from Charlottesford. Ah, that's near where I'm from, yes.
I went to your school.
Did you? Yeah. Hope you did better than me.
Probably.
Yeah, you probably did.
He's not the one whose back you put a hedgehog down.
Don't think so, no.
All right.
No, it wasn't me, no. I was a bit older than you.
How can I help?
My wife was at a barbecue with myself, and she was singing very drunkenly with Matt Letizia and his now wife. Who was on drums, and he was rubbish.
Can you explain who Matt Letizia is?
Matt Letizia is a football legend who played for Southampton.
Cool, thanks.
And doesn't play drums very well.
Why was Matt Letizia at your barbecue?
It wasn't my barbecue, it was a friend's barbecue, and he was also a friend.
Oh, okay. So what instruments were there?
Drum kit, electric lead guitar, electric bass guitar. They had a band there playing, and they just took over, basically.
Right, no piano.
No piano, no, it was outside in the garden.
Why was there a drum kit at the barbecue?
I don't know. I think it was a friend of the owner's children.
So it was Matt Letizia playing the drums and your wife singing?
My wife singing and Angie Nabulsi, who's now Angie Letizia, singing as well.
You were like the Eastleigh version of White Stripes.
They were, yeah. I was busily drinking in the bar.
And was Matt Letizia rubbish?
He was rubbish on drums, yeah. Fantastic footballer, rubbish on drums.
Yeah, well, you can't be good at everything, can you?
No, you can't.
Okay, I love you, Lee.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey, Chappers.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's weeks ago, but I've finally seen your episode of Celebrity Mastermind.
Right, okay.
When was it on?
Before Christmas.
Yeah, because I had it recorded. So
no, before New Year.
I think
it was
on the 29th of December.
Oh, you stalker. How do you know that?
About 6:30. Because I was meant to be on a romantic night away with my boyfriend, and I ended up sat on the bed watching Celebrity Mastermind.
Wow,
right.
He did try and get me to turn it off, but I had to watch it to support Mark.
Thanks.
Didn't go that well, did it?
Didn't go that well?
Really?
Well, right, it went better than I thought it was going to go,
if you didn't
to be
see
honest.
This,
apart from looking like I have a massive head.
If you didn't see this, here's a little clip from Chappers on Celebrity Mastermind just after Christmas.
And your name is?
Mark Chapman.
And your chosen subject?
Jeremy Spake.
Well, good luck with it. 2 minutes starting now.
Now, I thought you'd choose something like, I don't know, like football or something related to that.
From memory, I think I did choose football.
Well, you clearly said Jeremy Spake there. Who was that? Is he the cam one off airport or airline or something?
That Heathrow airport thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to be very good at your specialist subject if you don't even know which programme he was on, are you?
How come you know so much about Jeremy Spake?
I wasn't aware that I did.
Okay, well, let's play the next bit. Next thing that happened.
And your name is?
Mark Chapman.
And your chosen subject?
Jeremy Spake.
Well, good luck with it. 2 minutes starting now. Little Jimmy Osmond topped the charts with a song about a long-haired lover from which city?
France.
Ecuador. Convert me, persuade me, if you like, that God does in fact exist.
Cider.
Yeah. Short, fat, bald...
Chemical Brothers.
Frank Lampard.
How do you reconcile a God of love and a God of mercy?
Pass.
He's a penguin. Have we fallen out of love?
No, I don't think we've fallen out.
So what's the answer?
Cider.
Yeah, which is easier? Finish the question. Which is easier? Angelina Jolie or Madonna?
Pass.
Madonna. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easy lover. Must have been great fun doing it. Yeah. It must be great fun. Right, Mark Chapman. 2 points.
Oh, well done, Chappers.
Oh.
John Humphreys has changed, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was quite open-minded.
We haven't edited that at all. That's as it happened, wasn't it?
That's exactly. Was I drunk when I did that?
It's amazing. Really well done. I know it's very scary.
And your name is?
Mark Chapman.
And your chosen subject?
Jeremy Spake.
Well, good luck with it. 2 minutes starting now.
I quite like this text. Oh, he's handsome and intelligent.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
So it's the Brit Award nominations this afternoon. Fern Cotton is down there. We're hoping to speak to her just after 4:30, but she's very busy. She's very busy.
Is she?
Yeah. But she's down at the like the fancy nominations do. Who did you vote for? Because we were very lucky. We were very privileged
we were.
This year. For some reason, God knows why, they asked me and Chappers, amongst other people, to be on the committee for the Brits voting. Who did you vote for?
Girls Aloud.
Did you?
Yeah.
For everything?
Yeah, apart from International Mail.
Right. Do you know who I voted for quite a lot?
Who did you vote for?
I couldn't believe it. Because it was quite a complicated list online, wasn't there? Loads and loads.
There was an awful lot, yeah.
And you had to vote in every category. So I, because they were eligible, and I couldn't believe it when I saw them on the list, on the website, I voted for Johnny Trunk and Wisby.
Did you?
Yeah. You remember them? I hope they get nominated.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies'
best single,
the ladies' bras,
best newcomer,
best newcomer,
the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bras.
Do you think they'll get through?
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
I think I'll find the shortest ever single to go into the official UK Top 40, thanks to this show. 35 seconds, number 26 or something like that.
I was quite surprised they were on the list at the time.
But they were, so good luck to Johnny, Trunk and Wisby.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
What are you saying, Chappers?
What am I saying?
Yeah.
I'm just reading a little thing in Paul's book about if your legs twitch when you get into bed. And I have restless leg syndrome, so I'm just reading what I ought to do.
You've got restless leg syndrome?
Yeah, you know, you get into bed and then you lie there for a bit. And then
that's not an actual syndrome.
It is. It is.
Have you looked this up?
In his book, restless legs. And then my legs get funny, and he's suggesting that I get out of bed and shake my legs about. But I think he might be trying to make me look silly.
Do you think he just put that in specially for you?
Yeah. But how would he know I have funny leg syndrome when I get into bed?
It's personalised.
Yeah.
I Can Make You Sleep is Paul's new book. He's amazing. He can make you do anything. He can make you thin. He can make you rich. He can make you stop smoking. He's superhuman.
Make you shake your legs.
Yeah, make you shake your legs and look a bit silly. He's on after 5 o'clock.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Paul McKenna.
Oh, hello.
Put
how
your glasses
are you
on. There we are.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm very good, actually. It's lovely to be here.
I'm sorry to just tear you away from the Obama inauguration there you watched on the TV.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm quite happy to be here talking to millions of people on Radio 1.
I'm surprised. Did you not get a ticket for that event?
No, I had to be here doing publicity. My publishers are trying to work me to death at the moment.
Are they? You're the kind of person I'd imagine would have a ticket for that kind of thing, eh, Chappers? Do you think?
Well, not on this occasion, but, you know, very happy for him. He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks really good. Do you have big politicians asking you for advice and stuff?
Actually, I've worked with politicians helping them with different problems, but no. And in fact, in America, though, a number of the politicians employ people like me to help them design their campaigns to make their messages more persuasive and powerful.
Wow.
Clinton, for example, used several people who do the same sort of thing I do to help him be more persuasive when he was communicating. He is, you know, incredibly charismatic anyway, but you know, the way he words his sentences is very, very powerful.
Because that'd be brilliant, like, if you could plant something in, I don't know, Gordon Brown's thing or something, because every time he mentions the economy, he starts going, "We can't go on together." That'd be quite good. So, last time we saw you, which is a while ago. I think you're about to move to LA, or you just moved there. How's that going?
I'm loving it. Absolutely fantastic. Everything you've heard about Los Angeles is true, the good and the bad, but, you know, I'm really liking it. There's lots of Brits on television and working behind the cameras there. You know, it's a fantastic sort of Brit vibe going on in LA. So what can I say? It's this extraordinary place. It's full of overachievers. So, you know, I feel
you're
very
fine.
Relaxed. Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, it's like I don't know, going to Lourdes for me.
Have you gone all showbiz, Paul?
Absolutely. I've lost my mind.
Have you?
Yeah, completely.
Good.
You know, I'm hoping to completely lose it.
Because we want to know who you advise, because obviously you're in the home of, like, the biggest stars in the world, really.
Well, do you know, a lot of them I can't talk about because I'm sworn to secrecy for, you know, client confidentiality. Some of them, I helped Ellen DeGeneres on television quit smoking the other day, and that was a real pleasure. She's actually a very lovely person.
Okay.
Who else have I helped? Who's a Hollywood? Daryl Hannah. So she's talked. So they've talked about it publicly than I can. You see.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Cool. If you don't know who Paul is, that's unlikely. But he's kind of like, how would you describe him, Trappers? I would think like a cross between me and Darren Brown.
Hey? Kind of thing.
but with probably less hair.
It's not how I would describe him. Would Paul describe himself as like that?
I don't know. You don't do all that kind of wacky stuff anymore, do you?
No. I mean, what Darren does is, and he's a very skilled showman. You know, he's a magician. You know, it's trickery, it's illusion, you know, and it's very well executed. What I'm doing is psychological techniques. Once upon a time, it was purely entertainment, getting people to do daft things. Now it's to help them make changes in their life, you know. And that's kind of different to what a magician does, which is to distract you and then, you know, pull a rabbit out of a hat, or, you know, convince you that, you know, he knows something that's in your mind.
And where do you come into this, Scott? What bit of you is like Paul?
You've never shown me the rabbit one before.
Is that right?
Hello, my darling. Now, you've got all these lots of different books. You've got I Can Make You Rich, I Can Make You Thin, I Can Make You Quit Smoking, and now you've got I Can Make You Sleep.
Yes.
Now, Becky's been trying some of your tips out last night.
How did you get on, Becky?
Well, I only tried one, which was get up half an hour earlier, and my alarm went off, and I pressed the snooze by mistake.
That's
I'm going to try it again tomorrow.
Yes. Well, what will be interesting is you get the effect the next night, you see.
I'll sleep much better.
Well, you usually have to measure it over a week. But yes, it should be. You should notice some difference. I'll tell you what you should do is use the hypnosis CD that comes with the book. Uh-huh. So take me to bed with you, as it were. Uh-huh. Put it on. And then
feel about that, Becky?
You very deeply.
I've got a little bit red, I think.
You have got red, that's it.
Now, didn't say no, though.
No. Got some amazing tips in this book, including don't drink too much coffee.
Don't drink it late.
Yeah. Go to bed when you're sleepy.
Yes. Well, a lot of people go to bed when they're, you know, when they're wide awake and expect to go to sleep. You know, so you're actually...
I can sleep anywhere, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
But you don't have a sleep problem.
No, I've fallen asleep whilst working on this show before. Just sat over there.
Yeah.
Just got her to wake me up.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like mid-link, halfway through saying something, and she was like...
you know, you can't get the staff, can
you? So go to bed when you're sleepy, close the curtains is a good one. Close your eyes is a good tip.
I always find that helps.
That's a good one. Don't have music on too loud, make sure you're lying down. They're all in the book.
Don't have nightmares.
Don't have nightmares. Exactly. This is where I've been going wrong, you see, Trappers. And also, it says in here, you might even fall asleep reading that book. Is that because it's really boring?
Well, no, I actually, if you relentlessly read about sleep, you know, because one of the things that I found put me to sleep was reading the research on sleep. And so you sit in a library reading research relentlessly. That is a great way to put yourself to sleep. So if you continually read about sleep and think about sleep and ways to get drowsy, it's going to put you to sleep. So people have told me in the process of reading the book, they felt sleepy.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're not going to tell us any of your showbiz friends in LA, are you? Because you're sworn to secrecy.
Well, I can tell you the showbiz friends
are the people I've treated.
I have to be...
Oh, I see, right.
I have to be cautious about. But there's loads of Brits there right now. I see...
Brits of people just hang out together?
Well, not all the time, but we tend to, absolutely. It's fantastic. Yeah, we sort of meet up. And also, the other thing is, even if you don't know somebody... but you are British and they're British, you've kind of got a licence, you know, while you're abroad to go over and say hello, I always think.
Like who?
I tell you, I saw the other day, David Beckham. I never met him, and I walked over and said hello to him, and he could not have been nicer. He was so friendly, he was lovely.
What did he say? Hi.
Yeah, I said, hello, I'm Paul McKenna. He went, oh, I know you are. I like your shows. How's it going? You're enjoying it here. It was fantastic.
Wow. Okay. Now, listen, we've got this little game called Oh, What's Occurring, which we do every day at 5.30.
Right.
Would you be, like, the person, the celebrity person that plays along with these two today?
100%, yeah.
Brilliant. OK, Paul McKenna's with us on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are worried they're driving and all this talk of sleep's making them... I think it's fine to just talk about it as long as you're not...
Absolutely, right. Yeah. I couldn't possibly... It wouldn't be right to hypnotise somebody over the radio because they might be driving, as you say, and deep trance and heavy machinery tend not to mix too well.
No, but see, I've put one of your CDs on before and it's just your voice now. I associate it with being all kind of like... In my kind of subconscious now.
Does it sort of relax you?
Well, yes. Especially when you
do that, yes. I used to do, years ago, before I did this, I used to do lots of voiceovers, and I was the voice of Disney. I used to say, the wonderful world of Disney.
No, don't then start falling asleep again. Siobhan Incardi's been on. So, she's got the I Can Make You Thin CD.
Yeah.
But she's, I mean, it's really worked for her.
Oh, good.
But she says that your voice gets really creepy on it.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, sometimes they use like an effect on it in the studio and make it sound sort of, I don't know, soporific and make it, I don't know, sort of a little bit more. It is spooky, you're right.
Oh, I thought you could do that by yourself. I didn't realise that was an effect.
Yeah.
I thought that was you.
Well, it is my voice, but they do
weird stuff to it, but I thought that was you. I'm normally asleep by that bit, to be honest.
That's working.
But you do say that's okay at the start.
It is. It's still going into your subconscious.
So you don't mind if we fall asleep whilst listening to your voice?
No! Go ahead. Pull up a pillow.
He's probably
now.
Just gives up halfway through the CD.
Oh, yeah. He probably does. Every day you finish it, do you?
Exactly. I've gone off and made a cup of tea. You haven't heard that bit, have you?
You listen to Radio 1. Paul McKenna's here. How long are you here in the UK for, then?
Till Monday.
Okay, and then back to LA, darling.
Yes.
Maybe I could come and stay with you. I've just spent a very successful 4 days staying with David Hasselhoff in Los Angeles.
You're very welcome to. If everyone else comes and stays at my house, so, you know, please do. You'd be very welcome.
Do you want us to film that or not?
No, I wouldn't. I think we should shelter the great British public from what really takes place in my private life.
Okay. Also, Darren and Preston's been on saying, can Paul McKenna teach Amy Winehouse to stop playing pianos when she walks past them? Have you heard
tragic,
about this?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Ooh,
do you know,
I don't
play the piano, but I was in this hotel the other day and there was a sign saying, do not play the piano.
Yeah, because they don't like it.
And I wanted to.
Well, we were just talking about this after four this afternoon. Because there's no one ever playing, is there?
No.
You're in the hotel or whatever, you just want to play it. And do you do that? Have you played it?
Well, you know, after a couple of gin and tonics. Yeah.
What's the point of having the sign there saying, do not play? What's the point of having a piano there in the first place if no one's allowed to play?
Do you know, it's a very good point.
Yeah.
And
just go for it, I say.
Exactly. Yeah, and what they're doing is they're asking for it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's like those red buttons we've talked about before, which say "do not push."
Yeah, you have to push them. What's that about?
I know. Well, I suppose I tell you what it is. It's firstly, it's the rebel. Secondly, in order to not something, you have to think about doing it, don't they? Like when you say, "Try not to think of elephants."
Oh, I thought. Oh, I just got one then.
Right, we're going to play. Oh, what's occurring in a minute? It's not the most difficult quiz in the world, Paul. You'll be absolutely fine. In fact.
Okay.
Chappers thinks you might have a slightly unfair advantage.
Yeah, I think you should be able to use your skills to beat us quite easily.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today with celebrity guest Paul McKenna. Play along at home, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's Paul and Chappers and Becky. Are we ready for this?
Oh, yes.
It's dead simple, Paul.
Okay, right.
You know Lily Allen?
Yes.
Oh, hang on, I've got to play this first.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, Lily Allen, you know her?
Yeah.
We're slightly worried about her.
Yep, why is that?
Well, we think she's turning into the new David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Because, you know how the Hoff mentions his name in absolutely everything?
Yes.
It's all about brand Hasselhoff, he's very good at it. He's got a website called Hoff Space.
Yep.
His office, I found out when I lived with him, is called The Hoffice.
Office.
Yeah. And you drink mugs in his kitchen out of a cup of Hoffy.
Oh.
Yeah. And he wants to buy a Hassel Castle as well. Well, now...
Well, that's a bit of a variation, though,
well,
isn't it?
But it's still all about him. Now Lily Allen has started doing it as well. She's putting her name all over the place. She was on Radio 1 yesterday, listen.
Yep.
It's Brilly Allant.
Brilly Allant. So she's starting to put that in everywhere.
Brilly Allant.
Did it a lot on last night's show.
Mm.
But here's my question for all of you. When she was doing Zane Lowe's show last night on Radio 1, how many times did Lily Allen say her own name? Have a guess, Paul.
I'm going to go with... It's in double figures, right? I'm going to guess 12 times.
12. Becky?
13.
Ooh. Chappers?
Now, when you say it's in double figures, do you know that, Paul?
No, I just...
Yeah, that was
are you, sensing that?
Well, do you know what I was doing? I was looking from a cue for a cue from Scott, a sort of a... Maybe, you know, a frown or a sort of a smile. Something.
So you
like
were
that.
Cheating?
You were trying to,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You were right. Cheating, yeah.
I was using...
You were using your superior knowledge.
For evil, basically, to have advantage over
I'm
people.
I'm a little bit scared sitting
okay,
next
I am
to you,
too.
Paul.
What do you think?
This is a permanent thing.
I'll go 8.
Chappers says 8. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Lily Allen on Radio 1 last night singing for Zane, but how many times did she mention her...
Welcome back to Radio 1 with Lily Allen.
Hi, I'm Lily Allen. Especially when you're Lily Allen.
Lily Allen on Radio 1! I am Lily Allen. I am Lily Allen, by the way. Hi, Lily Allen here. I am Lily Allen. I am Lily yeah. Allen. And I am Lily Allen.
Lily, you're ace.
Hello, this is Lily Allen. And I am Lily Allen.
Angela is scared of never being as pretty as Lily Allen.
Hello, this is Lily Allen, live on Radio 1. Hello, you're listening to Lily Allen on Radio 1. If you've only just tuned in, you might not even know who I am or what you're listening to. And the answer to those questions would be, I am Lily Allen, and this is BBC's Radio 1.
18 times. So, Becky gets the point. Well done, Becky.
Well done.
18 times. She likes to say her name a lot. But it's good, because if you didn't know who you were listening to,
yeah,
you know now.
As you say, it's brand awareness, isn't it?
It's Brilly Allen.
Oh, what's a kitty?
Okay, next one. You know Paul McKenna?
Yeah.
He's got a whole load of self-help books out. I Can Make You Rich, Quit Smoking, I Can Make You Thin, I Can Make You Sleep. But here's my question to all of you. We are 7 people on the street... What day?
7?
7 people.
Okay.
I did it myself, actually.
Oh, well, that
very
explain
busy this
it.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
We are 7 people on the street. What day would like Paul to make them?
Ooh.
What was the most common answer which came up? Becky.
Rich.
Becky says rich. Paul.
I'm going to say thin.
Thin. Chappers.
I was going to say thin. Orange.
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 Well, I'm reckoning if he's you if mean, he's the one who's gone out to talk to them, then their mind.
Paul,
will
am
look,
I orange
sorry,
at the moment?
The no, mind
I,
will.
He's sort of no. No, Dale Winton is orange. Mm. You are lightly tanned.
That's right.
So can I
Clementine?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a little orange, isn't it?
So Chappers.
They look at you. They think, oh, I need to be more orange.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see what you've done. See? Okay, so Chappers says orange. Becky says rich. Paul says thin. Let's find out.
Oh. What's occurring?
Let's find out here are the people of Britain. What do they want Paul McKenna to do for them?
Hi, excuse me. Yeah. Paul McKenna can make you anything. What would you like him to make you?
Really intelligent.
Paul McKenna can make you anything, right? Anything. What do you want him to make you?
A helicopter.
This man can make you anything. What would you like him to make you?
Oh, a sandwich.
What do you want him to make you? It can be anything in the world.
Avial, a mixture of vegetables with a little bit coconut. That is good for the appetite.
Paul McKenna, right, can make you anything. What do you want him to make you?
Make me lunch every day.
What would you like?
A kebab. That's not as well, yeah.
What do you want him to make you?
It'd make me pasta.
What kind?
With tomato sauce.
Paul McKenna, what do you want him to make you?
A lesbian.
You want to be a lesbian?
I don't really want to be a lesbian, but it'd be a lot easier.
These aren't real people, are they?
Yeah, you know, just people I found on the street.
We focus group an entirely different set of people for book titles in that case.
Can you make someone a lesbian, Paul?
Yeah, I suppose
I can
so.
Make you a lesbian. My new book.
Did you do that in a cafe?
I really want to see I Can no. Make You a Kebab.
Can you do that as your next book, please?
Let's hope these people don't find a genie in a bottle or something like that. You know, they'd be wasting their wishes, wouldn't they?
I have to say, the most common answer was they want pasta. So
yeah,
your new book
needs
to be,
I
can make you pasta, the next one.
I should do it in conjunction with a chef or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. So no one gets a point there because no one said pasta, funnily enough.
Oh! What's occurring?
Becky's still in the lead. You know that Lorraine Kelly?
I do.
Yeah. Do you think she's really tactful?
She's always been very tactful and very polite to me.
Yeah. Do you think she's really nice, or do you think she kind of immediately points stuff out to people? Like, for instance, if you've got, let's say you've got broccoli in your teeth or something, do you think she'd point that out straight away or something?
No, I don't think so. No, she seems
she'd
very
be polite
nice.
And she wouldn't mention
she's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I put this to the test today. I phoned up Lorraine Kelly with a banana in my mouth.
With a banana in your mouth?
Yes, I did.
What, a full banana?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to jam most of it in. Yeah, and you could barely understand me.
Was it peeled?
Yes, I was eating it. It was kind of in.
You can get a whole banana in your mouth.
Yeah, good morning. Anyway, how tactful was Lorraine on this occasion? Okay. How long was it before Lorraine Kelly pointed out that I sounded a bit weird today? Paul.
26 seconds.
You said that like you know.
I just wanted to make it sound as I did.
Chappers.
17.
17 seconds. Becky.
23.
23 seconds.
Just because then when you do the scoring, you'll get really confused if it's around that
point. Absolute cow. I knew you were doing that.
What did you call her then?
Nothing. Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling Lorraine Kelly with a banana in my mouth. How long before she says something, though?
I'm going to have to jam this in if she answers.
Hello?
Hello, Lorraine, it's Blackmail.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Hmm?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh. We're just watching Obama on TV.
Sorry?
We're just watching Obama on TV.
Yes, me too.
Hmm. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you can come on the show again soon.
I'd love to come on the show again soon. Anyway.
Okay. When are you next in London?
Well, I'm in London most weeks because I'm doing GMTV.
Uh-huh. Are you not in the new look over today?
Right.
New sofa, I mean.
No, I didn't get any of that.
I like the new LK today.
Oh, do you? Mm. Well, it's not really new. It's the same old thing, except I'm sitting in a different part of the studio. I'm just sitting in a different couch.
But you're on a sofa, no?
I'm on a big sofa, a big bouncy sofa.
Much better.
Yeah, do you think so? Mm. What's happened to you? You've either been to the dentist,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's punched you, or you're eating something. Are you eating a big cake or
something? I'm eating banana.
You're eating a banana? Well, how many bananas are you eating? Are you eating it sideways?
Two.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, I'll text you. And we can arrange a time for your car, right?
Aye, okay then.
Bye for
you. Bye
bye.
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 Love her.
I quite like the idea that her first thought was that somebody'd thumped you.
Yeah. Obviously, someone's punched you.
I think that's what subconsciously she wanted at that point.
How did and then that she thought you'd be eating a big cake rather than fruit.
How rude. How did she understand this?
I'm just wondering if you come on the show again soon.
I'd love to come on the show again soon.
Okay. When are you next in London?
Well, I'm in London most weeks.
How did she get that? And also, I do quite like it that we do now have Lorraine Kelly's views on the inauguration of Barack Obama. Newsbeak might want this.
Oh, it's going on a bit, isn't it?
It's going on a bit, isn't it? Thank you, Paul, for playing I Was a Caring.
Oh,
thank you as well.
So much fun. How many seconds was it?
It was 1:10. So you got the point there.
Well, she was very tactful, wasn't she?
She was very tactful, as we thought.
So who wins overall, then?
It's 1-1 to Paul and Becky.
Right.
Isn't it?
Does that mean Paul has to come back tomorrow? Because it rolls over.
Thank you very much, Paul, for coming in today.
Thank you very much. It's always lovely to come in and see you guys. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now, let's do this. Becky's going to delete some more of her friends from her Facebook profile. Now, what happened? Because we did some of this last week. Is there any word, any fallout from the people you deleted last week on your profile?
You know the one that I said that I had that awkward taxi journey with?
Oh,
the
yeah.
one who said he was waiting for his real friends?
Yeah.
He changed his status to the next day to is pleased that he's no longer friends with me. Which I thought was a little bit harsh.
Well, no damage then, though.
No, it's all fine.
Feelings so mutual.
Okay. Now, some people are going, oh, you should do your research. The American burger chain that we're offering this offer have cancelled it now. Apparently, there was a deal in America where one of the chains was offering a free burger if you deleted some of your Facebook friends, but they stopped it because too many people are doing it. But I'm buying the burgers now. This is my thing. This is nothing to do with them. I'm going to go to said restaurant and buy you a whipper.
If you do this.
Your own little promotion. Are you just doing it for Becky, or are you doing this for everybody?
Have you taken
over from the said restaurant chain?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Don't look at me like that. I was just trying to get clarification.
Do you think I'll get really fat or run out of friends first? What do you think will come first? I think I might run out of friends.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But then you'll just accept some more, won't you, to get more burgers?
That's a good idea, actually.
So this is nothing to do with that offer that was on in America. This is my own personal crusade.
Original idea.
And it's only for Becky. I'd like to point that out.
At the moment.
Let's do it. Becky deletes her friends on Facebook. Right, it's 10 people. 10 people need to go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, what percentage of your friends are real friends on Facebook anyway? Yeah. They're just people at school that you're just being nosy about. You want to see what their life's like.
Yeah, that is good.
Are you not on Facebook in case the hedgehog person gets back in touch
with
you?
That's right. So anyway, if you're one of Becky's friends on Facebook, some of you are about to be dumped for a burger. Let's do it. Okay, first one, please.
Edward Adu.
Who's that?
Who's Edward?
No idea. Well, I think I met him once at a party, but I can't really remember
one
what
of those.
Party
oh, I see.
Or
oh,
where I,
see.
I know him from.
Right.
He seems really nice. He's always inviting me to stuff, but it's stuff I don't really want to go to, so he's off.
Okay, bye.
Have you not reminisced about that night with him?
No.
What stuff does he invite you to?
Just like, I don't know, actually. I've never really looked into it. Maybe I should have done before I deleted.
Well, so you delete any invites he sends you without even looking where he's inviting you to?
Yeah, you get loads of invites all the time, don't you? Just like, delete. No, I will not be attending. Sometimes I put maybe, even though I've got no intention.
So he's off?
Yeah.
That's one. Who's next?
Harvey Bunn. Now, this is
good
my
name.
Friend's...
That's
this is,
made up.
This
Harvey
is my
Bunn?
Friend's,
you're making these people up.
No, this is my friend's rabbit, which I thought was funny at the time, and I
love
my
Why do people
friends,
do that?
But he never really gets in touch, and, you know, it's a bit...
It's a rabbit on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
He's only got two pictures of him.
That's the same as people that buy Christmas presents for their... You all right, Chappers?
Yeah, I just sneezed.
Oh, we got it.
Yes.
Dad sneeze. It's the same as people that buy Christmas presents and stuff for their cats and dogs. It's weird. So, bye. Okay.
Shouldn't you also delete the person who owns that rabbit?
No, because I really like them.
It's just
it's
weird.
It's just him. He's just not making any effort.
Do it.
Get
do
rid
it,
of them.
Do it.
Seriously.
No.
They've done Somebody a, puts their rabbit
they've done
on
a
Facebook.
Profile on Facebook.
Get
their
rid
rabbit.
Even
get
know
rid
if
of them.
On Facebook.
Who was it?
What, their rabbit is, but they're not
My
on it.
My friends, Chris and Sarah. No, they're not on Facebook.
But the rabbit is?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
It's even worse.
Never just disown them anyway.
Never see them again.
Oh, no.
Who's next?
Charlotte Allison.
Who's that?
Is she a hairdresser?
Absolutely no
On the
idea.
Basis that she's got two first names.
I don't know how she got to be my friend. I don't know. No idea. I was looking through it and I thought, who's that? No idea. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Don't take this the wrong way, but are you a bit of a tart when it comes
oh,
to Facebook?
Oh, she's got a really good picture though, Scott. You'd like this one.
Yeah.
You know those butlers that go round in the buff?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so her profile picture's got that. She looks very excited to see him. I think Chappers would keep her on, actually, because she's a very pretty lady.
Okay, but you've no idea who she is?
No.
Okay. Next?
Next, I'm going to go for...
Deleting friends for a burger on Radio 1.
Catherine, my friend Catherine.
Right.
She's never bothered to upload a profile picture, which I think's just lazy, so she's gone for it.
Next.
Kath Day, now Kath Day Knight, from Kath and Kim.
But that's not...
I don't think that's really her.
Right.
So she's off.
None of these people are actual friends of yours.
I don't know how they got here. I'm just having a cleanse.
How come you're friends with Kath off of Kath and Kim?
She'll take anybody.
She asked me to be my friend once, and I said yes.
The character?
Yeah.
Well, that's not real.
Well, I just said yes anyway. Most
okay, Kath Day and I.
Next, Doc Cotton.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, bye.
Next.
Yeah.
Rebecca Huxtable. I thought it was funny at the time to have someone with the same name as me, because she was the only other one on Facebook. But actually, it's just really confusing, and people think that I'm doing what she's doing. She has a way more exciting life than I do, so she needs to go.
What does she do?
She, like, travels the world and, like, does all sorts of amazing stuff.
Picture,
no, she doesn't look like me. Hang on. She's way prettier as well. She needs to be off.
Oh, there yeah, bye.
Oh, look, her profile picture. She's skiing somewhere amazing now. Mm. Get bored of hearing about it.
Yeah.
She was alright.
Any more?
My mum.
You can't
delete your mum. I know it's controversial. She doesn't update her profile as much as I'd like, and she tends to write on my sister's wall more than she writes on mine.
Right.
Also, while I'm there about my mum, is that she starts with new technology and then moves on to something else. I think she's on Bebo now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
She did Facebook for about 2 weeks, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
And are all her messages in capitals?
Yeah, they take her ages to send as well.
Okay, bye, Mum. I've lost count now.
I've only got two more, I think.
Okay, go.
Sam Bailey. I know I deleted him last week, but I think I accidentally re-accepted him in the week. He did it on the sly, and I was a bit tired, busy at work, so I was just like, yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, you know, you get the email sent through, I was just like, yeah. And then I thought, oh, no. So I deleted him again.
Is he the one that works here?
Yeah, he works upstairs. He's currently hanging out with Barack Obama.
Well, he's
in
not
Washington.
Really, is he's there.
So you got rid of him and he was that sad that he reapplied to be your friend again?
He loves it.
You can't re-accept them again.
You can. He asked to be my friend again, so I said yes.
Well, you can't. You shouldn't do, that's cheating.
Why? It was a mistake.
Are we allowed him?
I don't know.
I think the pain of him being dumped twice by me is going to be...
Sounds like some burger conspiracy between the two of them.
Right, one more.
And the last one, Rob Lewis. My actual boss. I don't think it's a good idea to be friends with your boss on Facebook.
Why?
Because then he can just see all my pictures and knows what I'm up to. And he's always trying to get me to go to his club night that he's promoting.
He does keep on about that.
Yeah, I know. You come in, it's only a fiver. Come on.
Are you going to go?
You've got to dress up in a bride's outfit or something.
You do, yeah.
Seriously, get rid.
Yeah, in the social club, so he's off.
Get right, bye. Is that a good idea, deleting a boss on Facebook?
I don't think it was a good idea. Why does he... He asked me to be his friend, and I was like, okay, yes. And you know, you've got to be really polite to your boss. I think I just accepted him out of courtesy.
Mm.
So he's off now.
Now you've shown him.
Yeah, I've shown him.
The thing is, he will see you when you're hungover and taking a sickie.
Now, he's just messaged the computer in front of me saying you asked him.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's what he's saying.
He's lying.
Right.
He was desperate to be my friend. He kept, like, asking me if I'd accepted for at least 3 weeks.
Oh, no, that's just...
I think you're making this worse, Becky, to be honest.
Don't want to look desperate on
Facebook. No, she asked me. She's lying.
Oh.
See, he's just gutted anyway. Right, I'm going to press delete now. He's have to get
he's your boss.
I know.
Okay, bye. And that was Becky deleting all her friends on Facebook. I'll get you two whippers by Friday.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We need to liven this up, I think, because a lot of people... Becky doesn't know that she's just deleted on her Facebook. So let's liven it up a bit, chappers. Next week, you and me decide who she deletes for a burger.
No.
Yeah, I think
that's
like
a much better idea because, like, you don't even know these people.
I do. I deleted my own mum.
Or better still, I run your Facebook account for a week.
No.
You'd have to show me how to do it.
Actually, to be honest,
go on, I'd quite like to see that.
I'd like to see you try and do that as well.
All right, you're on.
Good
I'll
luck
do that.
In.
How do you start with that?
I know how to do it. All right. Right. Let's start off with me and you deleting some people next week.
Yeah, let's
spice
start
it up.
With the easy bit.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll progress to running it.
By the way, your mum's been on.
I know she has.
On 81199 saying, well, I thought you liked me more than burgers. Put me back on. Does your mum not have your actual phone number anymore?
Yeah.
Does she have to text into 81199? Is that her only means of contact with you?
Have you cut her off?
Is it the new Daddy or Chips, Mum or Burger?
Yeah. So you've dumped her off Facebook and she hasn't got your phone number anymore?
No.
Wow.
Podcast.
If you were listening to the plastic surgery game yesterday, do you remember that? On Oh, What's Occurring? Some brilliant news. We had Gemma, who works upstairs, and her boyfriend Mike on. Went a bit like this. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're right. What's your partner's name then?
Gemma.
Now, Gemma, I think I know Gemma, don't I? She works here.
Yes, she does.
We know Gemma, yeah, very well.
Yeah, for you.
Mike, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
If Gemma was to have any plastic surgery, remember, money's no object here, she can have done whatever she wants, what do you think she would go for?
Oh, maybe breasts.
Good news. What? We've added that to the Radio 1 mobile site.
Maybe so, breasts.
Yeah, because a lot of people said they wanted it yesterday. And that's going to be, without him knowing it, that's kind of Mike's new catchphrase now, Gemma's boyfriend. So every time your phone goes off, you get this.
Maybe breasts.
If you text the word mobile, what?
Sorry, I had to explain to the mobile people why we wanted that, and it was quite a strange, long conversation.
Yeah.
They're like, are you sure you want that? I was like, yeah.
So if your phone goes off and you get this, it's quite good.
Maybe breast.
Just go to the mobile site, text 81199, and text the word mobile.
And you need WAPS.
You need WAPS.
Maybe breast.
81199, text the word mobile. Get that on your phone now. I know it seems weird, but some people did want it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.